One of my typical Lenten resolutions is to give up sweets for the season of Lent. And so Tuesday, I did my due diligence in purging the rectory of any temptations that might carry over into Lent. And Ash Wednesday was going along swimmingly. And after the 7 o'clock Mass, I hadn't had dinner yet, so I asked Deacon Paul if he wanted to join me for a little trip to Chick-fil-A. They actually have fish during Lent, if you didn't know that. We went in, and I had heard that they had fish for Lent, and so before we did anything else, I verified, and they assured us that they had fish ready for us, so we placed our order and sat down, and they brought the food to the table and began to eat. And a few minutes into our meal, the manager of the restaurant, I'm sure out of a desire to show his gratitude and appreciation for the clergy, approached our table with two bowls full of ice cream. And I looked at Deacon Paul and asked, how did he know what I gave up for Lent? He can attest to the fact that I didn't eat the ice cream, by the way, but I did bring it home and put it in the freezer. Why is it that we do this during Lent? Why do we give things up? Why do we torture ourselves in this way? Well, every year on this first Sunday of Lent, we're reminded of the reason for this practice in this season when we hear this gospel of our Lord being led by the Holy Spirit into the desert. Because you see, the penitential character of this season is meant to draw us into a share in that desert experience of Christ. So often in our lives, we very quickly satisfy every desire we have. We strive in so many ways to delight our eyes and our ears and our sense of taste and touch. And what happens is those things keep us, if you will, just kind of living on the surface of life. And in Lent, we're invited by the church into the desert by depriving our senses of some of those basic delights and pleasures and joys. Because what happens when we enter into the desert in that way is it causes us to go much deeper with penetrating questions, a deep gaze into our souls, not distracted now by those surface level delights and pleasures. There's a great book that was kind of an interview book with Cardinal Robert Serra. He's an African cardinal. The book is called The Power of Silence. It's a great read, maybe especially in the Lenten season, if you're looking for one way to grow in your faith through reading this season. And in that book, along with many profound words from Cardinal Serra, there are also some insights from the Father General of the Carthusian Order. The Carthusians are an order of monks who live a very strict life of silence. And the Father General, Dom Dismas is his name, speaks at one point in this book about young men who come to the monastery on retreat in order to discern whether God is calling them to join the Carthusian order, and he explains that it's a rather difficult experience for these young men. I'd like to share with you just a little passage from Dom Dismas. He says, "The uneasiness does not come from the silence itself, but from what it reveals. A retreatant comes to a charter house in order to encounter God, and he begins by encountering an unexpected person, himself. The surprise is not particularly pleasant." You see, entering into that desert silence forces us, if you will, to confront ourselves, even in the ugliness of our fallenness and our sin and our weakness and our frailty. And Dom Dismas goes on to use this analogy. Let us suppose you have a rather gloomy room, and that you are not a specialist in orderliness or sweeping. I think that's Carthusian language basically saying you're a slob. You're not a specialist in orderliness or sweeping. Since you do not consider it a big deal, it does not bother you too much. But now a guest has the unfortunate idea of turning on a very powerful floodlight. The spectacle becomes embarrassing. When a candidate comes to make retreat with us, many memories rise again to the surface. They've been in him for a long time, covered up by the noises of life. When the commotion stops, he can no longer escape. And he understands that the silence and solitude of the cell that he perceived as a place of rest are also a place of trial, where he will have to face the most difficult combat, the battle with himself. The desert is a place where our senses are quieted, and therefore it becomes a place of combat, as it was for Christ, a combat with ourselves and the temptations of Satan, who would have us grow discouraged by what we find there. But this can be a very fruitful practice if we enter the desert not alone, but in the company of Christ. The fruit of entering the silence of the desert is precisely a deeper awareness of our own brokenness, deeper awareness of our need for a Savior. And therefore, the fruit of entering into the desert is a greater openness to the grace of God and His action in our lives. And that, my friends, is what the Church invites us to every year in this holy season, especially through those penitential practices. In that moment when the ice cream appeared before me at Chick-fil-A, I had the choice either to throw my penitential practice aside and indulge and satisfy the desire of my senses, or to be reminded that God was inviting me into something much deeper, into an encounter with Him in the desert. So how will you enter the desert this Lent? In what ways will you deprive your senses of that instant gratification so as to be led by the Holy Spirit into that confrontation with the reality of yourself and your need for the grace of God? One of the most beautiful places to find solitude and silence and to be drawn into this reality is our Adoration Chapel. A place of great silence, where we can set aside all of those distracting noises of life, noise not only for our ears, but the noise of screens and so many other things, and be drawn by Christ with Him into the desert. The philosopher Blaise Pascal once remarked, "All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone." All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone. Because that uneasiness in confronting ourselves leads us to want to cover it over with all kinds of noise and even with choices that are sinful and divisive and even violent. But if we allow the Lord to draw us into that combat, that battle, that uneasiness that we find in the desert, what will happen is we will be drawn also into deeper union with Him. And as we come then to celebrate the greatest mysteries of our faith, the death and resurrection of Christ, which this Lenten season leads us to, we will be able to enter into them with greater love, greater reverence for our Lord. Let's allow the Holy Spirit in these Lenten days to drive us into the desert in company with Christ and draw from the fruit of that desert a profound trust in God, our Savior. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.